Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Today I'm going to speak about the warrior archetype. It actually came about from our healing session, and it just really took me by surprise what the warrior archetype is about. And I'm talking about the spiritual warrior. So, in my session, I recognize that human beings have the tendency to hold on to resentments, revenge, anger, hate, betrayal, rejections, judgments. Those are emotions that are linked into our ancestral lineage. Our bloodline. These are entanglements, imprints from our Akashic records, our blueprints. So, what happened is, for example, as a concrete example, for example, your ancestral bloodline in your history. Like your ancestors owned some land or properties, and they were taken away from your grandfathers, your great-great-grandfathers. And that's actually a part of our history. Like when the colonialism, right? Like when with the indigenous. Like when they own their lands here, and here comes, the war, the civil war. Every war is about territory, about control, power. And these are the egoic structures of our DNA because we were living in such a a dense energy, which is to defend, to protect our security. It's a survival, colonialism, because we need to survive, so we need to protect our properties, right? So the warrior archetype was leading us into this beautiful gift of insights that is beyond us. So, our spirit, our soul, is here to experience the purity of our existence. And when you're tapping into the purity of your soul, you are being led to detach from your attachments, your illusory, your egoic thoughts, the lower vibrations that you are separated from the other person. So, in that sense, our human existence we'll always have entanglements, we'll always have these contracts with other people that will trigger and that will be a catalyst for us to transcend the victim story, to transcend the victim energy. So when I was talking about in the history, our land, our properties were taken away from us. So we were having attachments to this hard work, hard-earned money that we have. Because it happened to me personally, like I've treated some students like my own daughters, and then they were literally sleeping over, eating like a family, and with malintention, something happened, So obviously, there was a a contract. So they started borrowing money from me and thinking that they will do the editing for my books and all that. And it didn't happen and they just disappear. So for me, I felt like betrayed and I felt, I felt the trust was broken. So as a healer, as a conscious being, I knew that I attracted this in my contracts to transcend this victim energy. And I was able to find a space where I could truly forgive and unconditionally love these beings. In that sense, I wasn't attached to the materials, to the betrayal, or to the attachments to what I have lost. So, in losing material and losing money, I have gained the purity of forgiveness, unconditional love, and really releasing them in my contracts. And I wasn't attached to the pain and suffering of that attachment or that story. So, you could also do this with your relationships. If you find like some people betrayed you and some people have taken away your properties or your land or however that manifests to you, you are always being tested by the universe for the purity of your soul. And why it came about to the warrior archetype, it's because the warrior wants to defend, to protect. But the true meaning of the spiritual warrior is to protect your mind and your hearts from impure thoughts, impure emotions. Those emotions that can bring us betrayal, resentment, rejections, judgments, all those are impurities or toxins. They're like bacteria. And we stay infected if we allow these bacteria in our energy system. So, by being a spiritual warrior, a guardian of your own mind, of your own emotional body, you are able to be in a state of grace, to be in a receptor of divine blessings, because in that space, you are in the space of oneness. You are in the space of love. And the pure love vibrates in that energy. You cannot allow bacteria in a sterile condition. Talking about like nursing. In a sterile condition, you cannot allow bacteria. So this is the pure sterility and purity of your mind. So I'm inviting you to be an observer of your thoughts, of your emotions, on how you are feeling about the other person, of how your judgments are. This is the mastery. This is the mastery of your soul. And do not be hard on yourself. We are all in this together. We are all ascending and transcending these emotions that are imprints in our old DNA, our old paradigm. So thank you so much. And I just love, love sharing from the heart, things that I'm learning as well on how we can purify our thoughts and our emotions. I love you all and have a blessed day. Namaste.